Okay, today is Daf Mem Beis. We're on Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis, second to bottom line, Meisvei. We ended off saying yesterday is as follows. Reb Meir seemed to say, that you could be pigel on a chatzi mater. He seemed to say that. Many said that's what Reb Meir meant. Rish Lakish said, no, that's not what Reb Meir meant. What Reb Meir meant to say was, Rish Lakish said, that Reb Meir meant to say was, al das rishona hu osei. So when you have pigel on a, the second blood, which is the second matir, was done on the das of the first one. Therefore, it's not a chatzi matir, it's every matir. Even though you only have das on one, it's because of al das rishona, it goes on the first one as well. In other words, if you have a pigel thought on one sprinkling,
right,
then you don't have a pigel thought on the second sprinkling.
But you had it on the first
one. So according to Reb Meir, it's pigel. Right. It's only a chatzi matir. So Reb Meir holds only chayav by a chatzi matir. The answer is no. It's al das rishona. So even though you don't have a machshava on the second pigel, on the second sprinkling, it doesn't make a difference. The machshava of the first one carries through all of them,
right,
and therefore
right.
You chayav for all of it.
Right.
Therefore you chayav for pigel. Even though you didn't have a specific machshava, you don't, according to Rish Lakish, according to Reb Meir, you don't need specific machshava. Okay? He tried to bring a raya from our Mishnah, but he couldn't. Okay? So what is the nekuda of Rish Lakish? That according to Reb Meir, when you have a mati, when you have pigel thought by one blood application and not by the other ones, the thought carries anyway. It's a full matir, therefore you pigel. That's basically what we did yesterday. Okay? Now Meisvei, there's a kasha on that. The kasha is as follows. There's a brisa, really a tosefta, that says as follows. B'med devorim amurim. When are these words said? When are what words said? Says Rashi. B'tosefta. Dizvachim hui. B'med devorim amurim. When do we say dematana achas pigel? That one application is pigel. When is that said? When do we say that? That's bedamim hanitanin al mizbeach hachiton. That's only by the mizbeach hachiton, where we said according to Beis Hillel, you only need one dam application. The other ones are, you should do them, but if you don't do them, it doesn't make a difference, right? So therefore, you only need one. Therefore, you only need pigel on one, because the other three are not necessary, right? If you puzzled now, it's only going to get a lot worse today. Telling you now, this is not an easy daf today. You hear? So this idea that one dam is pigel, it's only the bechachiton. All you need is one. Aval, but bidamim hanitanin al mizbeach hapnimi, but the blood applications done on the little mizbeach, the little gold mizbeach in the kodesh, that one, kigon arba v'shalosh shayom hakipurim, the 43 of Yom Kippur. There are 43 sprinklings on Yom Kippur. Now, not all 43 are on the Mizbeach. We need to do this Rashi to tell where these 43 come from, because the Gemara is going to ask a question to distinguish them. So, Rashi says, the top Rashi, first wide line, Achas Lamaila, Visheva Lamata, one above and seven below, Al Bein Habadim, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, Ash Midam Apar, of the par of the Yom Kippur par, ukinegdon midam ha-se'ir, and also eight of the se'ir. Hare tezayin. That's 16. Where's that 16 done? In the Kodesh Kedoshim. Then, kinegdon ala paroches. There's the same 16 on the paroches. Where are you standing?
Kodesh Kedoshim.
I think you're in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and you're turning now facing toward the brothers. Or you're in the Kodesh facing the parochas of the Kodesh Kedoshim. I'm not sure which one you are, where you are. Anyway, that's 32. 16 and 16.
Right.
That's 32. We need 11 more. Or 11 more.
I think it must be outside. Doesn't the...
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
The Arba, 4, Al Kronos Mizbeach HaPanimi. Four on each of the four quarters of the little Mizbeach. Mishnehem Kechad Mu'uravin. When the dam of the par and the seir are mixed together to form one mass of dam. Kedichsev V'lachach Medam Par V'seir Shem Mu'uravin. Harei Lamed Vav. That's seven. That's 36. Right? 32 plus 4 is 36. Then, V'sheva Hazos Al Taro. Then the seven sprinklings on the taro means the top. On the top of the little Mizbeach. Okay? Harei Mem Gimel. They have 43. Good? So, says this Tosefta, when do we say that pigle by one is enough to give you pigle? That's only by the Dechachiton. But if you're the Be'ech HaPanimi, for example, 43 sprinklings on Yom Kippur, which is in two different places, right? Also, V'achar Aser Shal Par Kor Mashiach, the 11 of a par, when a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, what 11 is that? 7 on the Paroches, and 4, that's not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and 4 on the Mizbeach Hazav, 7 plus 4 is 11, V'achar Aser Shal Parham Davar Shal Tzibur, or the 11 of the Parham Davar Shal Tzibur, the same 11, 7 and 4, Pigel, if you have Pigel, Bain Berishona. Now this is talking about that on the Yom Kippur one. Whether it's the first 16, Bain Bishnia. Whether it's the second 16, Bain Bishlishis. Whether it's the third 11. Right? You hear? Whether it's one, or the second, or the third, what's the word Bain mean? Or, this whole Gemara hinges on what the word Bain means. Or the third, Reb Meir Omer, Piggle, Zachiav and Alef Kares. Reb Meir says you have Piggle, and you're Chayav Kares. The Chacham Omer, Ein Bo Kares, Ad Shiyapagel B'chalamatir. The Chacham stick to their guns. You have to have Piggle through all 43. What does the Meir say? You don't need Piggle all 43. Either the first set, or the second set, or the third set. What's the kasha? We didn't get to the kasha yet. K'toni Mias, what did it say? Bain Pigel, Bain Berishona, Bain Beshnia, Bain Beshlishis, Upligi. In other words, what if you just have a Pigel thought by the second set? Okay. What if you just have a Pigel thought by the second set of sprinkling? We said when we started the daf today that Rish Lakish explains, Reb Meir, the reason why it's not a piggle b'chatzi matir is because you have piggle by the first thing you do, and that piggle thought carries you through. But here we see, what if you do the first sprinklings the right way, and your piggle only gets created in the middle? Okay. In the middle, by the second sprinklings you have piggle now. There's no first thing to start you off.
Right.
So you have piggle only by the second set.
You're saying that it'll cancel the first one.
What cancel? The first one you did right.
No.
The first one you did right.
When you come to the second one, you do it wrong.
Right. And what did the mayor say? Piggle. How can that be piggle? It's a chatzi matir.
Right.
We can't say, oh, it goes to the Das Rishona. There was no Das Rishona. There was no Das Rishona. You have a Das in the middle.
It's not the Das part. It's the problem. The problem is the pickle is supposed to be started as you did the shepherding of the animal.
Correct.
But you're doing it, you've already skipped the shepherding animal, you're down inside.
No. You can do pickle by either one.
You
can do pickle by any of the avodos. What's pickle? I'm thinking I'm going to eat this later.
So then it's fine.
No, but we said you can't do pickle on a chatzi matir. Reb Meir seemed to say you could. So said Rish Lakish, no, what Reb Meir was saying was, you do pickle by one blood application, and you don't have pickle by the second one. It goes al das rishona. Since you had pigle on the first one, it carries you through all the rest of the zrika.
Do the other way around.
Here, that's what Rish Lakish said. Rameir said this case it can't be because there was no das rishona. The first set of sprinklings on Yom Kippur, you did it right. Then you had a pigle thought. What does Rameir say? Yechayev kares. Why yechayev kares? The only chatzi matir. What about the first part? Das Rishona, there's no Das Rishona. The first thing you did it right. You hear the kasha? Right? Again, Rish Lakish said that Reb Meir only taught...
Is that what's considered a chatzi matir?
Yeah. because it's all the dam, it's all together. That's why we just burn it to a sefta. Aval b'dam anitan al mizbeach ha-pnimi. For example, 43 of Yom Kippur. Says Reb Meir, you don't need to have pickle the whole time. You just, what?
Just say
he doesn't even say that. There is no Das Rishona. Bain b'Rishona, Bain b'Shlishes, Bain b'Shniyah, Bain b'Shlishes. Either or. Either or the beginning or the middle or the end. What do you mean or the middle or the end? What does that mean?
To any place down the line.
Any place down the line. What about Das Rishona? There is no Das Rishona. So what do you see? There are mayor holds of a Chatzi Matir.
These applications are all from the same blood?
Yeah. So on Yom Kippur, this par, Seir, then they mix them together.
I understand it.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
yes.
Par is all every time 43 are the same thing? Then all of them on the Seir is the same thing? And then the mix on the same thing?
Yes, so we said Rashi. 8 par, 8 Seir.
I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
But is that 8 par is separate? Or is 8 par you're doing over and over again? That makes a difference.
What do you mean 8 par over and over again?
Animal number one.
Right.
What is the applications for sprinkling?
Right. So
right,
I hear you. Yes? Yes. I don't know.
No, I
don't know. I don't know how many times. I know.
If you're going to go redo it again.
The Kohen Gadol, what do you mean do it again?
Okay. You go. So I don't remember how the whole thing
goes. I don't even remember.
So if you can go, if let's say animal number one, you go inside, you do the sprinklings.
Right.
You go back again to do another set of sprinklings?
For the other?
The same animal.
No, I don't know. No.
One animal, one type of sprinkler.
Right.
And it tells him a problem.
Right.
No, the entire thing's not a problem.
No, it is. Because what if you do the first set of sprinklings with no bad thoughts?
Correct.
And then the second set, you have bad thoughts. You have pickles.
What's the second set?
It's all one animal. So it's all one carbon.
You
have two animals. The two animals together.
You're mixing the blood.
You're only mixing the blood for 11.
That's making a difference. Down the line, it's
coming. Okay, so you have two.
Forget about the mixing the blood.
You sprinkle 8. Rashi divides it as follows. 8 is 8.
Right.
Another 8, that's 16. That's 1.
Same animal.
Different animals.
Wait, but the scrubonas are not eaten.
What?
Those are
it doesn't matter. The Mizbeach gets it. The Mizbeach gets it.
Yeah, the Mizbeach eating is the same.
Since the Mizbeach gets it, it's considered eating. Either right. Humans or Mizbeach. Right? So, the first applications are, according to Rashi, where Rashi breaks it up, 8 for the par, 8 for the seer is 1.
It's one application.
It's 16 block. Applications. There's one block. One unit.
Right. One unit.
Then there's another 16 on the paroches.
But all of them are me'akev. This is different than the only other korban, because this is the entire avodah.
I know. That's why we started off. That's only in the Bech HaChito, you only need one. Because Bech HaChito, right. You need one. But Bech HaPnimi, for example, all 43, you need all 43.
Right. Then,
now, what did the mayor say? But what if you have Piggle only on the second unit?
Then it should be Fagel.
Why?
Because
it's a Chatzi Matir.
It doesn't matter, it's Me'akev.
What? But so what? It's a Chatzi Matir. Me'akev. You didn't do all 43 Piggle, only some. So what did Rosh Lakish say? The mayor said, no, because it goes on Das Rishona. But here there is no Das Rishona. The first unit you did fine.
Right.
The Piggle comes later. That's the kasha.
Okay.
That's the kasha on Rish Lakish. Sure. How could he say that it's Das Rishona? Here there is no Das Rishona, and Rameir still says Chatzi Matir. So what are you telling me about Das Rishona? No, the answer is Chatzi Matir. We're going to give like 4 answers to this question.
Because the Mizbeach name is different.
What?
No, we said yesterday is fine.
No. We said yesterday, no, not different. We're going to give very hard answers. Ready for the first answer?
Yes. Yeah.
Amar of Yitzchak Bar Avin. Hachav Ma'eskinon, the case is over here, Kigon Shepigel B'Shchita. The chad matir hu. You did pigle by shchita, which is one matir.
That's always the answer.
1 second. Not so simple here. There's a very long Rashi. Ready? She pigle b'shchita. Ha deka amar Reb Meir. When did Reb Meir say pigle b'shnia? Pigle. That you did pigle by the second unit. It's pigle. What about the first unit? No, that was good. It's not. I said that a chatzi matir. No. Kigon, for example. Shenishbach Adam, the blood spilled, achar gmar matanos shebifnim. After you did the sprinklings inside, the 16 sprinklings, you spilled all the blood. So you can't, by mistake, so you can't do the rest of the avoda.
Right.
Because you have no dam anymore. Right. So what do you got to do? You have to bring another animal, another par, another seir, start over. Do you have to do those 16 over again? That you did already? No. You don't start over there. You have to start over now from unit 2. Okay? The kamash v'kaimalon b'seder yoma. We learned on seder yuma. Yavi acher. Bring another one. V'yathchil b'heichel. Now start with the second unit. Right? U'kisheshachar es hasheni. And then when you shech this second animal, the second set of animals now, because you spilled the blood.
Right.
Pigel b'shchitaso. You had pigel thoughts by the shchita.
Okay.
Okay? The cover of mayor, dahu par havi pigel. That could be pigel. Shari pigel bob avodah shlema. You did pigel by an avodah shlema. What's avodah shlema? Shchita. Now, why can't you just give a simpler answer? That you started off this whole carbon with... Because we said bein b'rishona, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishis. What do you mean bein b'shnia? How many shchitas are you doing? The answer is doing more than one. Why are you doing more than one shchita? Because you spilled the blood. You got to do another shchita. Right. That's what Meir said. Ah, that makes perfect sense. If you shchita pigled by the first shchita, which is a normal situation, then you have a crazy situation. You're doing a second shchita on Yom Kippur. Everybody's looking. What's going on? A second shchita on Yom Kippur? Oh yeah, because in Daf Yomi they learned about such a thing. Hey, the blood spilled. If pigled then. Or, you can even pickle it by the third shchita. What third shchita? You spilled the blood a different time. You spilled the blood later, after the second unit. Now I got to bring another shchita. I got to pickle then. So it's not a chatzimater at all. A simple answer. You like this answer?
Not a regular question. It's not a chatzimater at all. You can use that according to the answer because that each block is its own individual unit.
Right. So it's not considered an individual unit for zrikas. Consider one unit for zrikas. We're breaking it up now for the shchitas.
Does pigle only apply to Kohanim or an owner who does shchita?
I think we learned an owner also could.
No, he yeah. sent you yesterday. On the owner. The problem is here, there's no owner.
Right, right.
I don't understand this. Once you did the first, you were mafagel, once you were mafagel after the first shchita, right?
Yeah.
So that set is done. Now you go into the second one.
Second one what?
Second unit. Second unit.
Yeah.
Okay. You spill the blood.
Yeah.
You have to go back to the beginning.
No, just like you start where you left off.
That because it's a different animal, you're shechting again, the first unit, it's just going to
carry unit's
on.
Done. First unit's done, you're
so,
good.
And that carries over to the rest of them?
No, that's how Rebbe Meir said, Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Shniya, Bein B'Shlishas.
Go back to another
shechita. You do another shechita, you have pigle by the second. What did the first thing mean? It meant shechita. Second one, shchita. What second shchita? It's Yom Kippur. How many shchitas are you doing? Oh, because you spilled the blood, you got to do another shchita. You have pigle by that one, it's also pigle. What about third one? Shlishes? What third one? Third shchita? Yeah, you spilled the blood again. So you have to bring another shchita. And you pigle by that one. It could be either one, either the first or the second or the third.
So you always
that
have
explains,
to go back.
What?
So you always have to go back.
No, you don't go back. You start where you left off.
Then how do you mesh the first two shchitas with the third one.
You're not.
That's what happens. Don't spill the blood next time. What can I tell you?
That's what you're saying.
Right, he's a clumsy guy.
You're saying you missed it.
Yeah. So what could you do? You say, okay, listen, there's no Yom Kippur today. We spilled the blood. Yeah. No, don't do that. Bring another shchita and continue where you left off. Is that optimum? No. It's a b'di'evit. What are you supposed to do? Not do Yom Kippur service? You got to do Yom Kippur service. Okay. And if you have shchita and pigle over there, then you have pigle. Why? It's a unit. It's a full matir. It's not a chatzi matir. What?
That's
right. Exactly. Now, what did Chachamim say? The Chachamim said, right? Ein bo pikaris ad shiyipagel b'chol matir. If we're talking about the shechita now, why would they disagree with this? Why would they disagree with this? So ihachi, my time of the rabbanon. Why would the rabbanon disagree with this? You hear?
Because the
shchita
is not a matir.
Sure, of course it's a matir. In the Tosefta we said that if bein b'rishona, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishes, Rebbe said it's pigle.
Right.
We're explaining that to mean different shchitas now.
Right.
The Chacham said that's not pigle. You have to have pigle for all the matirs. What do you mean all the matirs? Each shchita is a matir.
So you got to mean fagel each shchita.
No. Any shchita is a matir, and therefore the pigle should work. Why do they hold it's not pigle? What? You understand the question?
Yeah.
So, Amar Rava, man chachamim, who's the chachamim? Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that he's going to hold what you're trying to say, that since it's one Yom Kippur service, you have to have pigle by every single shchita. Even if you're going to have multiple shechitas.
Right.
You're not supposed to have multiple shechitas. Even if you do, you have to have a pickle for all of them. Ditnan, like we learned, hakomates. Hey, look at this Rashi.
It's not for all of them, any of them.
For, no, he's going to hold all of them.
Oh.
No, because that's a problem.
Why? So look at this Rashi. Rabbi Elazar Omer, dafilu b'ha'olos chutz, even if you take something outside the Beis HaMikdash grounds, which you're not supposed to do, pater b'chatzi mater, pater b'chatzi mater, alma, lav avoda hiklal, it's not an avoda, ad shiigmar kol havoda, until you finish the entire avoda. Af agaf daktaras kizayis have haktara, even though all I need to do is burn a kizayis, kediktani hasam, v'kul and shik, v'even b'fnim, v'shara b'hen kizayis, v'kivu b'chutz, chaya v'ila rabbi l'yezer, okay, he holds, you can be yotzi your mitzvot with only a kizayis, miu, hecha delo gamar avodahi, who, if you didn't finish the avoda, lo chashiv lehu l'chiyuvi olea b'chutz, you're not chayiv for taking something outside. Why? You didn't finish the avoda. Hachanami, so he's comparing it, so too over here, Af agaf the shechita avoda shleimahi. Even though shechita is an avoda shleima, it's considered a full matter by itself. Kivon she'ein ha'avoda nigmeres b'seir zeh levado. Since I'm not finishing my avoda with that goat, why not? Because I spilled the blood of that goat. She'ein obo el hashlim. I have to bring another shechita now to finish up what I botched. V'avoda achati shenasis b'shtayim v'shalosh shechitos. And I really need to do two or three shechitos just to finish my Yom Kippur service. Ein shechita chashuvos lepagel. The shechita is not enough to make pigel. And once I have all shechitas together, therefore, the Chachamim held, who was Rabbi Eliezer, that's not pigel. Having thoughts by one of those shechitas. We need all shechitas today.
Right.
Okay, because it's all one big conglomerate.
Even though each unit is its own individual.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So are they saying that if pigle is on one of the goats of the pair, you have to replace that the pair?
No, we didn't say that at all. When are you having the pigle? When are you having the pigle?
With the spring cleaning.
No. So then, no.
No,
by the shechita, we're talking about the shechita now.
Oh, okay. Right.
Ditnan, because we're onto the Mishnah. Hakomates, the kemitza, the halavona, or lavona, the ktores, or the ktores, or minchas kahanim, or the mincha of kahanim. None of these things have matirs. The ketores. You burn the ketores. There's nothing else to do with it. There's no later event. Like shechita has later zrika, and zrika has later eating.
No, this is lavona is the matir.
No, lavona is a separate thing. So there's no, trust me, none of these things have any matirs. Kometz, lavona, ketores, minchas kahanim, minchas koi mashiach, the minchas of a kohen gadol, minchas nesachim, shikiv me'achas man, but kizayis b'chutz, chayiv. Correct. And if you take out a kizayis outside, you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? What are you chayiv for? Chutz l'mkomo, yeah? No, not chayiv chutz. You're chayiv because you removed kachim from the base of the grounds. Rabbi Eliezer poter, ad shiakiv, it's kulon. You have to shech the whole, you have to burn all the lavona. What for? What for? It's not a matter. It's about all the Lavona. Who made up that rule? The answer is, because he holds the Shlemus idea. So too, he'll hold that if you're going to shech three times on Yom Kippur for some crazy reason, you drop the blood twice, you're clumsy, then you have to have pigel by all three shechitas. Therefore, the Chachamim hold, but Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Shnia, Bein B'Shlishis, no pigel. Why? Because you didn't have pigel by all of them.
And don't we say also the Menachas, every stage is compared to
yes, yes, yes. The Gemara's going to get to that this week, later in the week, about that issue, but it doesn't apply to pigel. Because it, I've Amar Rava, Moda Rabbi Eliezer, Bedamim. Rabbi Eliezer agrees about the Damim. What about the Damim? What does that mean? That Ditnan, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Mimakom Shapasak, Misham Humaschil. Right? Mimakom shepasak misham hu maschil, right?
So what's he saying? You don't have to go back again.
What?
You don't have to go back again. Do over. You just continue on.
Rabbi Eliezer never said his halacha about what you do in a case where you have to do three shechitas on Yom Kippur.
Right.
What he did say was that if you take the item outside,
right,
outside the Beis HaMikdash grounds, you're not chayiv unless you've completed the avoda. Why does he hold that? Because until the avoda is quote-unquote complete, it's not complete. And therefore, there's no Isra of Yotze. We compared that to say, so too, if this has to be three shechitas, you have to have pigul on all three. Why have pigul on all three? Because it's one avoda, b'shlemus. Right. Same idea of shlemus. Says Rava, that's not true. But Rabbi Eliezer admits by the damim, right? Rabbi Eliezer is by the damim, that if you took out part of the dam outside, then he holds yichayev. Why yichayev? Because he doesn't hold from this idea of part avoda when it comes to dam. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer Shimon Omer, mimakom shepasak, misham hu maschil. Right? So if I'm learning out pigle from taking things outside, right? Then how could it be that when I take out only some dam, I'm already chayev, according to Rabbi Eliezer? Why? It's only a chatzi batir. So this whole answer doesn't make any sense. This whole answer doesn't make any sense. The answer was, when Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Meir said, Bein b'rishona, Bein b'shnias, Bein b'shlishas, he was talking about a crazy case where the blood got spilled and I brought another carbon and I'd shchit on that one. So that's not a chatzi matir, that's a full matir. What about das b'shona? There is no das b'shona. The first shchit he did right. And then what does Rabbi Meir hold? Pigle! So 1 second. What about the chachamim? The chachamim hold, you have to have pigle on all three shechitas. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer said that if you take out Lavona, before you finish burning all the Lavona, you're not chayef yotze. So what do you see? There's this idea of shlemus. He doesn't hold that by dam. So it can't be pshat. So we don't have an answer to the question. What does it mean, bein b'rishona, bein b'shtiyas, bein b'shlishas? What does that mean? Ela amarava, I'll tell you what it means. Kigon, shepigel b'rishona, you would pigel by the first unit of sprinkling, v'shosak b'shnia, then by the second set of sprinklings, you had no thoughts, v'chazar upigel b'shlishas, and then by the third one, you'd pigel again. So, right? Now, 1 second. If you hold from Das Rishona, right? So the first one's a pigle. The second one will say Das Rishona. And then the third one, you'd pigle again.
Right.
So, Mal Detema, I would have thought, Esol Kedai Techal Das Rishona, who, if we hold from Das Rishona, right? Umahader Pigule Bishlishit Slamali. Then why do you have to have a specific thought by the third pig, by the third unit? Just Das Rishona.
Right.
Das Rishona. Right? Yeah? Right?
You know what he said before that he's explaining here, the Rav?
Yeah.
That the Yom Kippur is different because every other korban, if you spill the blood in the middle and you have to go get
a new
blood,
it's start
from the beginning.
I understand.
So it's not chatzimatir.
I understand. That's what we said. Right, we said that. Right, 100%. What does this mean? If we follow Das Rishona, mihadar pigule b'shlishes lamali, then why do you have to have pigle by the third? By the third matir? Kamash malan, says Rashi, the last middle level line, second to the last mid level line, klamar, v'haydenakar chazor pigle b'shlishes, why does the mayor have to bother saying that you have pigle by the third one? Why does the Tosefta have to say you have pigle by the third one? It's an extra halacha. Even though you had pigle by the third one, Amrinon, we say, the shtika shnia nami al das machshava kamaisa yahava. In other words, this halacha is exactly what Rish Lakish said. Rish Lakish said that when you have pigle, it's al das rishona. On one matir, it applies to the whole zrika, 43 zrikas. But a second, over here it said the first or the second or the third. Why did it have to say that? Faldas Rishona. Oh, the answer is because you had nothing in the middle. This middle, you had nothing. Then you had a pigle thought in the beginning, then nothing, then a pigle thought at the end. Why do you need a pigle thought at the end? You don't need a pigle thought at the end. Aldas Rishona. No, It's another chiddush. Since he had a second thought in the middle, and then another pill thought at the end, right? The second thought that you had in the middle is still going to be a pickle thought. Why? Al das rishona.
Okay, see, the problem is this is not a different, it's not really a different answer than the other one.
What?
Because you're breaking up the sets. Once you're breaking up the sets, if each one can be done as an individual unit, it really doesn't make sense.
Maska floravashi doesn't make any sense. Midi shasakatani didn't say that. That he was quiet by the second one. That's not what it says in the Tosefta. It says Rav is making a diuk in the Tosefta. It's not there. El Amar Ravashi. Rashi gives a third answer. Hacha Mayaskinan. Here's what we're talking about. Kigon Shepigal Birishona. You had Pigal by the first one. And Ubishnia. And by the second one. And Ubishlishis. And, I think Gemara's going to ask that question. And by the third one. It's not or, it's and. Ma'adatema, I would have thought, if you have das rishona, why do we need to have and pickle by each one? Just a pickle by the first one, it'll carry all the way through. Kamash malan, we see from here, right? We see from here, that what do you see from here? That, that even though you have pigle by all three, we still say al das rishona, even though you don't need to say it, to teach you what? That pigle, that you have to have pigle by a full matir. The Rameir doesn't hold from chatzi matir. Says the Gemara, v'ha bain bain katani, but it says and.
So
it says or.
Yeah,
so but it says or. Right? Rashi says on top, damashma, o bazu, o bazu. Okay, kasha. That's a kasha.
Sounds like a pretty good kasha.
Kasha on Ravashi. It's a kasha on Ravashi.
That's a pretty good kasha.
What?
That's a pretty good kasha. He's right.
As we know, kasha means that you can work it
out. You can work it out somehow. Right? So, how do we end off? That Rish Lakish holds. That Reb Meir holds that it's not a chatzi matir. Of course not. What is it? It's al das rishona. We have a Tosefta that says Reb Meir said bein b'rishona, bein b'shnias, bein b'shlishas. We gave three answers to that question. Now none of them were good answers. Every answer got knocked out.
Yeah.
Especially the third one's mamash akasha, right? But we have three answers to that question. But Rish Lakish sticks to his guns. It's not a chatzimat. Of course not. But what is it? Al das rishona. In this case, it's bein rishona, bein mishni, bein b'shlishis. Either. So he gave one answer was going on the shechitas. Second answer was that it was you were quiet by the middle one, and the third answer was it means and, right? So none of those answers were good, but at least Rish Lakish they didn't completely destroy Rish Lakish's opinion. Okay. Omar Mar. Right? Reb Meir Omer, in this case of Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Shnia, Bein B'Shlishis, what did we say? Pigel, the Chavadal of Kares. Pigel, and your Chai of Kares. How many Avodas are there? How many sprinklings of Kippur are there? 43.
Right.
So if you have Pigel, Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Shnia, Bein B'Shlishis, Pigel, and your Chai of Kares. Asks the Gemara such a fundamental question that you have to figure out why this question was not asked the minute we started learning Pigel. 1 minute. Michti. Kares lo mechayev ad shiakrivu kol matirav. 1 second. You're not going to get kares unless you do everything else has to be perfect. Remember we learned that? Everything else that you do in this carbon has to be perfect. V'adam armar, because we learned, dartzas kasher kachatzas puzzle. The way, just like you have the desiring, for lack of a better word, of the carbon for pusel, it's the same way you do it for kosher. In other words, the rest of the carbon has to be perfect. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Ma'atzar is kosher, just like in order to make a kosher carbon. Ajak riva kol matirav, everything has to be perfect. Ah, hartzar is pusel. So to a pigle, ajak riva kol matirav, Everything else has to be perfect except for the pigle foot. One second. For over here, given the chishev be bifnim, psula, when you have a pigle thought on the first set, kiman delo odi dummy, it's as if you didn't sprinkle dam. Right? There are three units. 16 in the Kodesh Kedoshim, 16 on the Peroches, the other 11 on the little Mizbeach. So when you have a pigle thought by the first 16, you've already ruined this dam.
Right.
You've already ruined it. So how could you have...
How can
the rest of it be perfect?
How can you carry it along?
How can you go on? Kiman dechashev be'bifnim, psula. Kiman delo odi dami. It's as if there's no sprinkling. Ki hadar ba'midi behechel, maya ba'almu hudika odi. So when you're sprinkling the rest of the dam, you're sprinkling water.
Right.
So what do you mean you have to be the rest of it's perfect? It can't be perfect.
That's not the case, because each one is an individual unit.
No, but he's here what he's asking. Each one's an individual unit. But we said this question could be asked on any pigle. Forget Yom Kippur. You do shechita. You shechita with pigle. You do shechita with pigle. What do we say? The rest of the avodah has to be perfect. So you do Kabbalah Saddam. What do you do Kabbalah Saddam with? With an animal that's pigle.
Right.
So what do you mean? What do you mean if you do the rest of it perfect? You can't do it. You're going to sprinkle dam now from a carbon that was pigle already?
It
doesn't make sense.
I don't
see
the question.
So Rashi asks...
Yeah, but that knocks out the whole concept of pigle.
Exactly. So why... Exactly. So Rashi... You see this gigantic Rashi? Ki hadar midi behechel maya ba'alma kam madi? See that Rashi? It's like the fourth skinny line. It goes way over... It goes down almost the whole length of the Gemara. He's asking that kasha. Well, all of a sudden, now we come up with this kasha? If you have this kasha, there's no pigle. There can never be pigle. Why can there never be pigle? Because once you botch it up, the rest of the carbon's garbage.
Right.
So how can, the Gemara's asking, well, one second, when you have pigle by the first unit of dam, the whole rest of the carbon's garbage.
Right.
So how can the rest of it be perfect? There's nothing. Right. So Rashi asks, why don't we say that by every pigle? There's no more pigle anymore. So Rashi makes a whole distinction because the dams are, like you said, they're part of the unit, but they're not part, right? So.
That was the answer before. Once that you're able to split up the unit, once it's sprinkled, that's the eating. It's done.
Right.
Now you say, oh, but it didn't do the third set. Great. But if there's a problem in the first set and you can get another carbon, you don't need the third set.
Exactly. It's exactly what Rashi answers. So when you have one carbon, of course, it's pigle. Such a thing as pigle, right? And what does that mean? That means you only have one mistake. The rest of it has to be done perfect. But over here, I did the first set of sprinkles with pigle.
I messed it up.
It's a different kind of thing. So to say, well,
good. Start another one.
You botch it up. But if you don't start another one, if you continue with the same dam,
maybe a problem.
Then what kind of pigle is that?
Exactly.
It's not dam anymore. It's not
so
a carbon anymore.
Start over again.
It's a very fine distinction between this and every other carbon.
It spills, you start from a new place.
That's right. You have to start over again.
Not over again.
I don't see why you're not starting over again. Then it's the same case if we had still.
So. To answer this question, this is such a strong question, Amar Rabbah, Rabba says, you know what the answer is? You understand the question?
Yeah.
You got the question?
Yeah.
The question is, there should be no pigle because you didn't finish anything. Amar Rabbah, no. Ma mishkachas la ba'arba parim ubedal tzeirim. You have four pars and four sa'irs. What's the pshat? What's the case? Says Rashi, pigle bein abadim. You did pigle by the first sprinklings. B'chol mat nosav. Then finish b'chadam. Then you spill the blood. You got to get another animal. B'shachar acher. You got another animal. V'hiza al ha-peroches. And you did the sprinklings down on the peroches. Unit 2. V'echad al ha-kronos. And then on the kronos. V'echad la-tiro shel ha-mizbeach. And then another one on the top of the mizbeach. V'kivon each one of those, you spill the blood, you have to bring another carbon. That's the only way this could ever work. According to Rabbah. It's the only way it could ever work. Otherwise, if you have pigle by the first unit, you've botched up everything, it's over. It's not like a regular carbon where you could keep on going perfect. Here it's over.
Right.
So the answer is you're right. You had a carbon, you had another animal for each one. That's the only way it could make sense.
This question is like
Yuma, the kula kapara bif the atzman. Each one's its own kapara, whatever that means. V'i avdinu kelchasan, if you did it right. miskashra havoda b'hachi. Afil rabbanon the pligaled reb shimon. Fine. Okay, that's the answer. The answer is you have four animals. So four shechitas, four worlds, and each one. Do people?
So why aren't they listening to each of their own answers before?
I don't know.
They're not.
So
they're getting their own answers. The answers are the same answers that they're giving before. If you go with the premise of it, that's how it works. All these questions are not, they fall by the wayside.
I know. Rava Omar, Rava gives another answer, which you're not going to like this. Afilu teim b'parechet v'sirechet. No, it's one animal. Once we said that once you do the dam wrong on unit one, then the whole thing is not a carbon anymore. It's not even dam anymore. It's nothing. No. Lipigulo miratze. For purposes of pigul, we're going to let it be good. You hear? Okay, that really ends the daf. That really ends the hard gemara. Okay, now the gemara's a side point now. Arba v'shalosh, we said there are 43 sprinklings on Yom Kippur, right? Ay, v'atanya arba v'sheva, but someone, another bride says 47. How do you get 47? So the answer is, 43 is command of Arvin Lekranos. When you combine the Shpar and the Seir for the four corners, that's only four. Right. If you don't combine them, you have four more. Oh. So it's going to be 47. Ha, command of Amar de Ein Ma'arvin Lekranos. You do it separately, so only have, then you have 47. Ay, v'atanya arba v'shmona. Someone said 48. Who said 48? Somebody? Ha, command Amar, Shirayim Ma'akvin. No, this is the 48th. The extra dam, you pour down the Yesod. That's the 48th if it's Ma'akiv. Ha, command Amar, Ein Shirayim Ma'akvin. And we say, not 48, it's not Ma'akiv. Okay, very good. Now, Meisvei, right? B'med Dvar Mamurim. What's going on here? So Rashi says, B'tosefta Timanachos Ketanila. When do we say Shamincha Nifgeleth Bavoda Achas Bikmitza? Obatan Kli. Obihiluch. When do we say that Mincha parallels the same halachas of Shchita? Right? Kmitza, Shchita, Halacha, it's all the same. She'ain Sham Ela Avoda Avodas Matir Echad. She'ain Kmitza, Umatan Kli Lavona, Hiluch, Bimanachot. Yeah. When do we say that? When do we compare Menachos to Zvachim, B'Kmitza, B'Matan Kli, U'Behilach. With Kmitza, which is the equivalent of Shechita, putting it into Kli, and Hilach. But the last Avoda is sprinkling Dam, or burning the Kmitza, Avobo Lo Lahaktara, Nathan Es HaKomet B'Machshava. If you put on the Kometz with a Machshava of Pigel, that's how Lavona Bishtika, and Lavona, what you were quiet about. Oh, Shnasan Zakomets Bishtika, that's how Lavona Bimachshava. Rebmeir Omer, Pigel, Vechel of Karis. So what? It's still Pigel. Vechachamam Omrim, Ein Bo Karis Achiyafagel Bechalamater. You have to do Fagel Bechalamater. Ketani Mia, what did it say? Es HaKomets Bishtika, that's how Lavona Bimachshava Upigel. What do you see? Same question according to Rebmeir. Rameir just said, Rish Lakish explained, Rameir was talking about Das Rishona. There is no Das Rishona. You did one quiet, then the second one you did botched up. So how could that be? Chatzi Matir? Same question as before? Ema Kvarnath Alathal Lavona B'Machshava. No, what it means is you put on the Lavona first with Machshava. In other words, you had a Machshava by the first Avoda. At the first Avoda. Says the Gemara, Chada, first of all, Hainu Resha, then the same thing twice. Saying the same thing twice. But Ode also, Hatanya V'achatach. It said afterwards. Don't mean before. That can't be the answer. Okay, Kasha, that's a Kasha. We have a Kasha, again. Rish Lakish said that our mayor doesn't hold some Chatzi Matir. This Braisa seems to say he does, because he's only holding by a Chatzi Matir. You're quiet by the first half. So we gave an answer. No, you weren't quiet by the first half. You had a Machshava of Pigel. But it doesn't make any sense. It's an achakach. Okay, it's like, okay, you have a kash. Okay, it's a kash under shalkish. What can I tell you? Yeah. Okay? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos. Right.